A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay. Doc, and we are ready to go. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Pointless Sports Opinions NFL Edition. I'm your boy, Chasey J. With my boy Nathan, how are you?
What's going on, everybody? I'm doing great, Chase. How are you?
I've been all right. It's been chill, you know. But I'm ready to finish up this NFL QB predictions bracket we got going here. I think we had a lot of good topics of conversation in the AFC. NFC's kind of looking the same. Yeah, I'm excited.
I think this NFC one's going to be fun. I've got some good ones.
Yeah, we got a lot of questions in the NFC. We got a lot. So, Nathan, you want to start us out here with the NFC?
All right.
Oh, actually, first, make sure you follow us at PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram, and Pointless Sports Opinions on everything else. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts. If you want to listen to us on Anchor, we're there as well. Yeah, go follow us on all the stuff. Follow our personal accounts. I'll give you my bank account information. All the good stuff. All right. Yeah. Now I'll take it away.
Almost forgot. Don't forget, everybody. We're everywhere. Go follow us. Mm. All right. Let's start with the NFC East. We'll start with Philadelphia. What do you think?
I think Hurts earns another year.
I agree.
I mean, without a doubt.
I agree.
I think I really like Hurts. I think he makes a lot of mistakes, but he's very fun to watch, and I think he unironically wins a lot of games despite the fact that he loses a lot of them as well. He's just not consistent, I guess, you know, but he's only 23. He's young. Like, I think this is a guy you at least give another 2 to 3 years for.
Yeah, I mean, despite how the season ended, I mean, nobody expected him to get even to the playoffs. I mean,
no.
I mean, I think their over-under for the year was 5.5 wins. Yeah. Nobody pictured him here, so I think he deserves another year. Washington Commanders, what do you think?
I'm going with Heinicke. I think they're going to throw Heinicke out there again. Another guy, kind of similar to Hurts, that's kind of like, he has moments where I'm like, holy shit, he's got like a little Brett Favre in him, you know? He makes those stupid plays, but then comes back and leads like a game-winning drive. He can put a team on his back, and then like just has some games where he's just god awful.
Yeah, I agree. He's fun to watch. I love watching him, but he makes a lot of mistakes. I don't know if I trust him in big situations. He hasn't been winning a whole lot, and that's kind of the most important part. I think they're gonna end up drafting somebody, taking somebody too high. I think they're going to take Matt Corral out of UNC. He's got a big arm. I think they're looking for somebody younger. I think that's where they're going to try and go. New quarterback, new logo, new name. I don't even know who they are anymore.
You think they're going to start day one? Week one? I think at least Heineken can get a couple starts.
I don't know. I think they want to hit the ground running with somebody. I think if they're moving off of Heineken, I think they're moving off of Heineken. I think they leave that behind.
20 touchdowns, 15 picks, 3,400 yards. Okay season.
Okay.
You know, he's young. He's not young. He's 28, you know. So, I guess you got a point. Might as well throw. But, I mean, to me, it's like this is kind of a throwaway year for them anyways. Because if they do go with the quarterback approach, I have a feeling this Corral kid might take it a little bit.
He will. I mean,
maybe 2-3 years, you know.
Yeah, all these.
Give him like a Tua type window.
Long runway. Needle.
easy one here, Dallas.
Easy one. We'll take Dak Prescott.
Yeah, it's going to be Dak. Do you think Dak is a guy that can make a leap, or do you think we've seen the peak of Dak?
I think we've seen it. And I think really? I think Dak is going to be exactly what we've seen for his whole career. Puts up really solid numbers. Can't really make it work in the long run. I mean, they've always, with Dak Prescott, if the running game's working, they're good. When Zeke's working, they're good. I mean, if he's not performing at a high level, they're not winning games. No matter what numbers he's putting up, 400, 500 yards, they're still not winning games consistently.
You know who Dak reminds me of, like statistically wise and kind of how I think his career is going to turn out?
Who?
What about this one? What about Matt Ryan? Another quarterback we'll probably talk about later.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, just a guy that is always near the top. Some years he'll lead the league in passing yards or passing touchdowns. Some years everything clicks for him. And he has, you know, a good team around him. And they go far in the playoffs. But he's just not a guy that's going to consistently do it himself. Like, he's not a guy that can elevate other players to that level. Like, but he's a really, really good quarterback. He's always going to be near the top in passing yards. He threw 37 touchdowns, 10 picks last year. But, you know, they did the same thing that they always do in the playoffs, which, you know, they sputter out. That's what Dallas does.
That's right. You know what? One of my favorite stats is the Dallas Cowboys playoff wins in the last 25 years. Three. That my favorite stat
Damn.
There.
That's sad. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Oh, yeah.
This is a big year for Dak, too.
It was.
I think he can run away with this division.
He always can.
Yeah. I mean, unless Hurts can give him a run for his money.
I don't know about that. Although, the Eagles have 3 first-round picks this year. Who knows? They might be able to
Or this team could take
get
off.
Some high-level
it's the
players
New York
in there.
Giants.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I mean, why not? You know, new year, new coach, same old Daniel Jones. I don't think he's going anywhere.
That's kind of sad.
I know. I don't know why they keep wanting to stick with him.
They're just, yeah, like, why? What's the point of sticking with him at this point? I just don't see any bright future. Like, we talk about, like, Jacksonville at least has, like, Lawrence, who, you know, showed signs and he's young, you know. Daniel Jones, like, we know what he is already. Like,
it's been 3 years. We know.
It's. And then on top of it, you got Saquon that's been dealing with injuries. Are they just trying to do like a worse version of like a Trubisky thing here?
Well, they also have so many spots in their roster that they need to fill.
Yeah.
And why even mess with the quarterback yet? Let's get everything else right. I could see that. Like a Carolina, you know, get everything else right and then get the quarterback. Maybe that works.
He's thrown for 3,000 yards one time in his 3-year career.
And he deserves another year.
Yeah, and his last 2 years, he has 11 touchdowns, 10 picks, and 10 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He only played 11 games last year, you know. So it's not like he's even durable.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can't even rely on. I don't understand that one. I think they need to move on.
I think they're just trying to maybe tank another year and see if we can get some Joe Burrow-like quarterback to come out of the draft late that nobody even knows or something. I don't know.
It's I get that.
They just got – Gettleman's gone. You know, Judge is gone. They can just restart.
Restart with a new quarterback, though. All right. NFC North.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, what you got?
Restart with a new quarterback. You got to go first here. I'm going with Rodgers. I think Rodgers is coming back. You know, I don't think Rodgers is leaving. I think Rodgers is he's just a diva. He's a Brett Favre. Brett Favre always said every year how he wanted to leave Green Bay. And then when Green Bay finally was like, "Yo, we're tired of your shit. You're gone." Guess what happened? Brett Favre got pissed and came back anyways. You know? Like that I just don't see it happening where Rodgers isn't the quarterback for him.
I think he's gone. I still do.
Wow.
We'll see. We're going to find out here soon, but I think Jordan Love's going to end up starting, and I don't think it's going to go well.
That's a horrible idea.
For some reason, like I said, two full years in, and they're still willing to make Aaron Rodgers the highest paid player in the NFL, that scares me. They've got no trust in him. That's what that tells me.
And they kind of really like Jordan Love.
So it's been 2 years.
He played 6 games this year. Finally got some playing time. 1 start. 2 touchdowns. 3 picks. We don't really know anything about this kid.
No. I mean, I learned almost nothing in that game he started against Kansas City.
Yeah.
He was under constant pressure that whole game. He didn't look good.
I think they're just going to give the, you know, back the truck up to Rodgers, and that's going to be it. He's going to be the highest paid player in the NFL, and he's going to retire a Packer, but they're still not going to win anything.
He keeps saying it's not about the money.
He's full of shit.
Who knows? Who knows? Come on, Denver.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, that would shake up the whole landscape here, but another team that's fighting for that division crown, Minnesota. Who do you got?
Sticking with Kirk here.
Yeah, it's gotta be Kirk.
Let's go Cousins. I think this is the last year on his deal, so this is probably it for him there. But yeah, who knows? Out.
And if Rodgers is gone, Kirk Cousins is going to be out here. Yeah, just absolutely. Lighting up that division.
Yeah, that's a very winnable division. Although we'll see what Justin Fields has. I think you're going to see a lot from him. Actually, we can do them next. I think you're going to see a lot of improvement from him this year. I don't love getting a defensive head coach in there for a young quarterback, but I think he's going to be good. I like him.
Fields?
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of started out slow.
He's fast.
He was underwhelming. I thought he was going to do better than Lawrence, honestly. I think he was in a better situation. He didn't throw to Alshon at all, you know, and he has a good running
game. Or Allen Robinson.
Yeah. Oh, not Alshon. That's what I'm – oh, my God. I went back. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Alshon,
no. He didn't throw to, like, the main guys at all. He threw 7 touchdowns, 10 picks last year. These rookies came out rough.
They did, yeah.
Him and Lawrence both throwing more interceptions than touchdowns. I wonder what the over-under was on that.
Davis Mills, though.
Yeah, Davis Mills might be the best quarterback out of all of them. but, yeah, I think they'll go with Fields, too. Detroit.
Yeah. Jared Goff. I don't think they're going to push it too far this year. Second overall, I don't see them taking a quarterback. I could see them taking one possibly late first, maybe. It depends on who's available. But I don't think he'll start right away at that point. So I'm going to take Goff.
Yeah, I think their best case scenario, if they can't, I honestly don't think any quarterback in this draft is worth a flyer in the first round. I think that's a horrible idea. But say they do get a quarterback, or they find somebody in free agent, maybe trade for like a Gardner, which is a name that's been out there. I think you just roll out, do the same thing you did with Goff this year. Roll him out for a couple games. Once he starts sucking ass, pull him for the younger guy, you know?
Yeah.
He's making a lot of money, too, and it's kind of hard to bench him, You know, 19 touchdowns, 8 picks last year, 3,245 yards.
And I'll tell you what, Jared Goff has shown if you get him protection and time to throw, he can be effective. I mean, he can win you games, especially with the running game they have.
They have a good running game. Amari St. Brown, their wide receiver.
Amon-Ra.
He looked good. I'm just butchering all fucking names tonight. The tight end too. Like they have a pretty solid roster, honestly, on offense. So add to that offensive line and get a good defense going. I know it's easier said than done, but
yeah, they've got some good pieces. I don't think they're going to address the quarterback this year. I think, you know, they've got pick number 2, 32, and then pick number 34. So they've got some high picks here. So I think they're going to try and bolster the rest of the team and then attack the quarterback later.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they definitely are going to end up picking a new quarterback soon, though.
Soon. Very soon. Like you said, though, Jared Goff, you're still paying him a lot of money. Might as well have him playing.
Yeah, true. And, I mean, just stack up draft picks.
Yep.
Do the opposite of the Rams.
Exactly.
NFC South, Tampa Bay.
I love this one.
Tom Brady retired. Who do you got?
Gardner Minshew.
Whoa, I like that one. I was waiting to hear Gardner's name.
Tampa's a team I can see taking a gamble. Getting a cheap quarterback and taking a gamble. So I've actually got a question mark next to his name here. I don't know how that's all going to play out. I've heard a lot of rumors about Deshaun too, but I don't know what's going on with that, so I'm not even going to mention him. But like I said, I think teams that can make a gamble, they've got some draft capital. They've got plenty of players that they could move. So I think they could do something like that.
They got weapons still. They still got
weapons. They've got weapons. They've got plenty of players, plenty of picks. They've still got a solid enough roster to make a championship run if they can land somebody at quarterback. So maybe make a gamble, you know?
Yeah, we're talking about gambles. Mine's a big gamble. You ready?
Let's hear it.
Yeah, mine's pretty good. I like Blaine Gabbert. I think they're going to throw Blaine Gabbert out there. I think it's going to be his first time that he started since 2018. He hasn't thrown a pick in his Tampa Bay career. 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Bruce Arians is on record saying this guy is one of the most underrated players in the league. I think Big Bruce has something to prove this year, too. You know, I mean, he's not to the stature, of course, of Belichick. You know, we kind of knew Belichick was going to be at least okay without Brady. But Bruce, we're kind of like, yo, he could go 5-12, and I wouldn't be surprised. You know, Bruce is kind of shaky as a head coach. So I think they're going to try, and they're going to throw out Blaine Gabbert, and he's got weapons around him. Fournette's not coming back, but you got good receivers. You got Evans and Godwin. Godwin will come back eventually throughout the season. And you got receiving backs with Ronald Jones. You know, you got a good O-line. I think Bruce is going to try it with good old Blaine Gabbert from the Zoo. I think it'd be cool to watch, you know.
I'd like to see that, man. I'll tell you what, Mizzou has produced, what was it, Chase Daniel, Blaine Gabbert. There's a third one in there. In about the last 10, 15 years, a few pretty quality backup quarterbacks. You know, not quite high-level starters, good backup quarterbacks.
To do it this year, especially with Gabbert, to run the Gabbert project. It's when that whole division is the NFC South. So talking about the NFC South, how about the next team that is probably going to be the favorites, and that's the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, it's going to be Matt Ryan again.
It's a Matt Ryan year, baby.
Matt Ryan looks like he's 50 years old.
It's going to be a Matt Ryan year. Yeah.
You could tell me Matt Ryan's older, the same age as Brett Favre, and I would believe
it. Yeah, I mean, playing for the
36 years old.
Playing for the Falcons, that would do it to you.
Noodle-fied. He's got Drew Brees syndrome.
No, there's There's no way. They're paying MVP him $48 million this next year.
Oh my god.
And 43.
He threw 20 touchdowns, 12 picks last year.
Yeah, I don't think they can move off of him. If they trade him before June 1st this year, he's a cap hit about $40 million. That's just dead money, so not even a thought.
This Falcons team and him have had the same kind of years for the past, like, since they went to the Super Bowl, basically, where it's like the years that they're favorited, they don't do shit. And I think they're going to be favorited, and I think they're just going to be a typical Atlanta Falcons team. You know, I don't think... But at the same time, this division's wide open.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You got a veteran quarterback. Cordero's gone, you know, or he might be. He's hitting free agency. So... But, I mean, he was their life plug last year, and you had to get that from a gadget guy. You know, isn't that – it's just crazy.
Calvin Ridley, who knows?
Yeah.
Kyle Pitts.
Pitts looked good, you know.
Pitts was great. 1,000 receiving yards for a rookie tight end. Yeah. So he's the bright spot there. They know they've got him, but everything else is kind of up in the air. The running game was questionable. Again, Cordero, I mean, going off mostly in the receiving game, but...
Another Matt Ryan year. Okay.
I'm ready.
Carolina.
I like them to take a quarterback early as well. Kenny Pickett. I think they're going to go Kenny Pickett. I think they're tired of playing the Sam Darnold game. I think they're going to move on from him. I mean, I don't think there was anything there left in the tank there after the New York Jets.
You think they're going to throw Pickett out week one?
I mean, maybe keep Darnold around. They did pick up. I'll give you that. It's probably Darnold week one. When they traded for Darnold, they picked up his fifth year option as well at the same time. So it's definitely going to be Darnold week one, but.
I'm gonna throw a curveball as well. I think it's gonna be Gardner. I think they're gonna trade for Gardner.
Ooh.
There was rumors that they were trying to trade for him back in December, that I looked up right before the podcast, and I think Gardner would make sense on this team, you know, and Darnold would make sense as a backup, you know, a backup to Hurts. I think that's perfect because Gardner's just a little too overqualified for that role. Gardner's young. His stats are nearly identical to Baker. In a lot of categories, and Baker's still getting thrown out there. Why can't you throw Gardner out there? He got the same chip on his shoulder, you know, 6th round pick. I think it's long overdue for Gardner Minshew, and if it's not Carolina, it should be Pittsburgh or another team that desperately needs a quarterback. But Carolina makes sense to me because Matt Rhule, rumors that he's on the hot seat too. You know, maybe it's a, hey, I need to save my damn job. You know, and I'm not trying to roll with a rookie quarterback because that's going to make me look bad, you know, especially if the guy's not ready. So,
identical numbers to Baker.
Yeah.
And Baker's had a great running game, a great offensive line. He had, you know, OBJ, he had Jarvis, a lot of great weapons.
Yeah, true. Sorry.
I'll take Gardner.
Emily came in here. We're all good. But you like Gardner, too?
I like Gardner, man.
I think Gardner would put up some good numbers. Him and DJ Moore?
I think he's earned a shot somewhere.
Okay, let's go on to the Saints. I mean,
hell, if Teddy Bridgewater has earned a chance, Gardner deserves a chance.
Who's going to go out there and throw just plain white bread Teddy out there? He's boring.
He is, man. He's not fun to watch.
At least Gardner, you know, puts on a show. He didn't look good that last week with Philly, though. That's what kind of made me sad. I was like, damn. I think that he had that show, or he put on a show his first start, but his second start not really.
Yeah. He was also playing with every backup, too, in that game. True. They sat everybody.
Let's go to the Saints, because I got another good one.
I'm going to stick with Jameis Winston.
Ooh, I like it.
I think, like I said, in the last one of the pods, they made some progress with him. I like it. They cut the interceptions down. I think they're going to draft a receiver. I like this spot for him. I think the Saints need something to hold on to. They don't have a quarterback. I don't care what anybody says. They don't have a quarterback. So,
As much as I want them to
Taysom Hill's Taysom not a Hill. Quarterback.
I got an idea for one. This is I think you might like this one, too. Because I said Jameis was going to go to the Colts. So I couldn't pick Jameis again.
Sure.
I'm picking Jimmy G. I think Jimmy G. He's going to get a fat contract somewhere. I think the 49ers are going to roll with Lance. Spoiler alert for later on. but, you know, I think they're good. I think the team that would make a decision on a safe quarterback, they're the same team that rolled out Teddy Bridgewater. You know, I think they're tired of dealing with the, you know, trick-or-treat with Jameis and the, you know, who knows, wildcat offense you roll with Taysom Hill. You know, Jimmy G's, he's playing and, you know, he can win games. And I think that's what you need in that division. He's kind of Drew Brees-like his last couple of seasons where he couldn't throw really, which is sad because Jimmy G's a lot younger than that. But he's accurate, you know. And sometimes Jimmy can work some magic. And I think the Saints could potentially give him a good contract, especially if their cap opens up here in a little bit because of the Alvin Kamara shit. So I think if they get a lot of money in that cap thing, they're going to have enough room to spend it on a quarterback. You like that?
It's going
to
take a lot. They need a lot of wiggle room, but with the Kamara situation, they might be freeing up some money there. So like I said last time, they're $80 million over the cap. They got a lot of work to do, but so maybe they can free up some money there.
Yeah, this made more sense in a hypothetical situation than it did once I thought about the cap situation. But this is just a fun podcast, so I don't give a shit. Okay.
You know, there's ways they can save money. Obviously, they're going to end up getting under the cap. They always do.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out, so not too worried about it.
Maybe restructure some Michael Thomas shit.
Who knows where he's going to be? Is rumors he wants out? Is he coming back? You know, what's going on with that? So,
yeah.
Who knows? They need receivers bad, though, with or without him.
True. All right. NFC West.
NFC West.
This is a good one. Easy.
Rams? Yeah, easy. Stafford just won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think they'll stick with him.
You think he's going to regress or have a better year?
I think it's going to be better.
Really? I think he might regress a little bit. He kind of looked a little shaky towards the end of the regular season, and then he did what he did in the playoffs, but I don't know.
He looked... I think... He's getting up there. What is he, 34?
Mm-hmm. I saw this beautiful tweet. It was this dude on... Have you seen, like, the PFF, like, mock draft shit, where you can mock draft whatever your team is? And this guy was like, I just did the perfect mock draft for the Rams, and it was just a blank white sheet. Because they don't have any draft pick. I thought it was pretty funny. But, yeah, it's got to be Stafford. And I hope he has a good year. I really like Stafford, you know. But, and he's going to have
it's gonna be a good weapons. Year.
Are they going to sign Odell again?
Yes.
Yeah, I hope they do too. But that ACL injury, back half of the season, Super Bowl, you might miss up to, you know, 10 weeks.
Yeah, it'll probably be mid-year by the time he's back, unfortunately.
But they get Robert Woods.
Yeah, that's true. You know, he should be back. He might miss a little time, but should be pretty early on in the year.
Seattle.
Russ.
Yeah, it's going to be Russ. I think him and Pete Carroll are just going to ride on the same boat until that motherfucker sinks and drowns both of them.
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody keeps talking about trading Russ. Both sides have made it clear that they're good. Russ says he wants to stay. Seattle says they're not trading him. I don't understand where these rumors are coming from.
I feel like he missed half the season last year, and he only missed 3 games.
Was it only three?
He played 14 games. Didn't it feel like he missed a lot of time?
Oh, man.
Yeah, he went 6-8 as a starter. It might have included
broken finger, again. Missed 3 weeks.
Yeah, 3,000 yards, 25 touchdowns, 6 picks.
Modern medicine, man. That's insane. Quick.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's kind of sad.
Geno Smith did a decent job for a game there.
Yeah, maybe somebody should give Geno a job. Okay. The Cardinals.
Kyler Murray?
Yeah, it's going to be Kyler. I think he can bitch all he wants, but they made him.
Yeah. I don't know why he's so upset. He wants an extension now, I guess. I understand why they don't want to. He's been hurt a lot. He's had a tendency to start hot and regress throughout the year.
Yeah.
I understand not wanting to sign him to a fat contract quite yet.
Yeah, true. All right, let's wrap this up. We got the 49ers.
Ooh. Is it going to be Brady?
Brady. I mean, you can pick him.
I'd love to see it. No, I can't. I'd take Trey Lance here. I think that's Lance pretty clear. Too. They're going to move on from Jimmy, so.
I don't know how well
I'm excited to see him.
I think the only thing I'm excited about is how Shanahan's going to use his feet. That's what I'm excited about, because Shanahan is pretty innovative with that kind of stuff. Him and Debo, you know, maybe doing some read option shit, that might be cool.
I think it's going to be fun to watch next year. Shanahan with a mobile quarterback. I mean, we've seen him with Matt Ryan. We've seen him with Jimmy G.
Yeah.
What's he like with somebody that can actually move back there? So.
True.
And hopefully stay a little healthier.
Alrighty. We did it. AFC, NFC, 32 quarterbacks. We went through them all. We're telling you who's going to start week one. Most likely at the beginning of the season, we'll do a ranking of all 32 quarterbacks that get announced as starters, I guess, after training camp and whatnot. But I think we did
pretty
good.
So long away.
I think
it's going to be – I'd love to see Gardner land somewhere.
Gardner needs a spot. He needs a spot.
I want to see Gardner.
Give him a chance. I just don't get it. It's how old is he?
Also,
maybe 25? 24? He might be 25.
I think he's 25.
Maybe 26 since he was probably a four-year.
Yeah, he was a four-year, but he's been in the league 25. 3 years. Yeah.
Hey, he's from Flowood, Mississippi. Didn't know that as well. Thank you, Wikipedia. But yeah. 41 touchdowns, 12 picks. Like, look at those stats. Who's not going to give that kid he got 30 more touchdowns than interceptions. Come on. Jesus.
That's crazy.
If he was around 30 years ago, 20 years ago, he would be a starter easily. Somebody would have traded a first-round pick for him. Yeah,
I don't know why people aren't.
Does he got some DUIs we don't know about or something?
And I've never heard of him.
Bad locker room guy? I don't know. But
okay. No, can't be.
All right. Final thoughts. You got anything? I feel like you're not prepared. Are you prepared?
I'm kind of prepared, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, let's hear it.
I just, you know, Chase introduced me to this game a few days ago, and I can't stop playing.
Oh, Dead by Daylight?
Dead by Daylight, man. I'm having a great time.
You going to get into streaming? Start streaming?
No, absolutely not.
I'll put a poll up on Spotify.
I'm not that good.
If people want to watch you stream Dead by Daylight.
I'm not that good. Chase knows.
Neither am I. I suck ass in that game, too. It's fun, though. It's a good time. I enjoy
it. It is. It's a good time.
My final thought, I always do basketball, and I feel bad, but I'm going to do basketball again.
Uh-oh. What did LeBron do now?
No. I'm not going to talk shit on LeBron. So in the All-Star game, they do this thing. It's called the Elam Ending. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
You're a non-basketball fan. This is why I'm introducing the idea to you. So I can't remember if it's with maybe 2 minutes left in the fourth. So the last quarter. With the last 2 minutes, instead of it being the last 2 minutes, obviously, and then just running through the clock and, you know, last 10 seconds they're fouling each other nonstop. Bullshit. You know what I'm talking about. The thing that everybody hates about the NBA.
Everybody hates it.
In the All-Star game and also in the basketball tournament, which is like a giant basketball tournament they play every year for $100 or $1 million, they do this thing called Elam Ending, where in the last 2 minutes, they like calculate a set score that whichever team gets that score wins the game. So if it's 100-99 with 2 minutes left, they calculate the score based on some formula, and it gives you whatever the target score is, which would be 119. So whatever team gets to 119 after that... Unlimited time wins the game. So there's always a buzzer beater. You take away the fact that somebody gets fouled at the end. And
yeah,
I think
they're just trying to score points.
They need to incorporate this into the G League and maybe even try some NBA games with it. Throw some preseason games.
Hold on. If a team gets to, let's say, 115 points, what's stopping the other team from fouling them at that point and just trying to get the ball back just like they do now?
What do you mean? Because if they foul too many times, they go into the bonus and have to shoot free throws.
But they do that now.
Yeah, but they do it now to stop the clock. But if you have a set score and say it's you have 113-115, you know, and 117 is the target score, you can't foul the team with 115 if they have the ball because they'll just shoot two free throws and win the game instead of shooting two free throws and then you get the ball back and you get to shoot again. No, like you can't foul them at the end because they'll go to the line. And instead of going to the line, they actually have to play defense and hope they get a stop and then score in the other end. You know what I'm saying?
I like it.
Yeah, it's nice.
So, can this be translated to football at all? What are you thinking?
So, I mean, it would be kind of like...
You know, inside of 2 minutes.
They do a target score? I don't know about that.
Well, let's...
I don't think it works for football, because basketball is a constant scoring sport. You know? Like, football, if you do that, like, it's not going to... I don't think it would work very well.
No, I can't think of a way.
Because if it's 20-3 and then you give the target score as 23, like what the hell's the point of even doing that? There's always
that for basketball, though, because there's always a game-ending shot. You know?
Yeah, instead of it ending at the free throw line where, you know, a team goes down, they make a basket, then they foul the team shoots free throws, then they go down and try to make a basket, and then they foul the team again. You know, like it's all that. It takes out all that bullshit because – teams aren't going to foul, like intentionally foul, because it'd be stupid. You don't want them to go to the line, you know, with the, like two free throws away from winning the game instead of just being two free throws ahead. You get what I'm saying?
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
Don't you think after, you know, when every game ends in a buzzer beater, basically, don't you think that might bore it a little bit?
Not if, like, think about it in a way of, like, so you can do, like think of how the advanced stats would be impacted by it. Like, oh, this guy has 50 buzzer beaters on the season, but 40 of them are whenever they're up by 10 or 15 or 20, like games that didn't really matter. But this guy had 30 buzzer beaters whenever it was, you know, a three-point game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, you get rid of, like, going into overtime. So everybody's, like, worried about the strain on these guys' bodies because they play 82 games, and 82 games is probably too much.
You totally eliminate overtime.
You're taking out overtime because they're hitting a certain mark, you know. Maybe you do, like, a win-by-two thing, but after that, like, that goes pretty quick in NBA games, you know?
Yeah.
So I just think it's a cool idea, and I want them to try to incorporate it in the more NBA stuff.
It's neat. I like the idea, though.
All right.
Did they just start that at the All-Star game, or have they done that for a while?
They did it last year, too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they do it in, like, a couple other leagues. And I've always enjoyed it, so, yeah, I think they need to bring it back. Put it in the league. Tired of seeing, because this Lakers-Clippers game the other day took forever to finish. Just took for so damn long.
Yeah, they do sometimes.
This might be one of the few times that the final thought's just as long as the podcast, but my bad. I had to break down the Elam ending.
That's okay. All right. I like it.
Make sure you guys follow us on all our socials. It was fun. Nathan, you know what to do.
Spread the word.
Spread it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us.
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.